is an Average Joe Media production.
Hey, Daddy, the show is fine.
Let the band play.
You know I got the juice, man. I just hopped up out that Lambo Batmobile like Bruce Wayne. I just dropped 200 on my gang. This shit was pocket change. And 300 for my chain. That's a Bentley.
Baby mamas. First of all, welcome back. Baby mamas. Mothers with children. Children's mothers. I have a PSA for you. And the PSA is, give your baby daddy grace. The importance of a mother and her relationship with the child is unmatched. Nothing can replace it. Nothing can surpass it. Moms, I want you to attempt to chill, for one. Mothers, I also want you to attempt to stop getting the father of said child to parent in the method in which you do. And when they don't, get mad about it. Now, you can get mad and you can feel how you want to feel, and your feelings are acknowledged. Respected. I just think that when you get so deep in those said feelings and so deep in the thought of the expressing of those feelings that you project your anger, like your real passion, raw anger, on the dad. I know people who have control, I don't want to say issues, but controlling is their thing. And that makes them feel in a dominant role, a leadership role, or what may have you. But in a parenting, a co-parenting thing, there's no leader. I don't care who does more. I don't care who does less. I don't get who spends more. I don't get who spends less. There's no leader. It's not a race. The child is here. The child is needs to be nourished and taken care of. And that's a both of you thing. Co-thing. So moms, if the dad isn't doing what you particularly do, or what you may see as beneficial, doesn't mean what they're doing is less beneficial, because it's not exactly what you do. Give grace. Everyone is responsible for them. And with that being said, you can't control what anyone else is, what anyone else does outside of you, shit, with you for that matter. You can hope. You can wish. But you can't change what anyone else does because you have a feeling about it. And if it sounds like I'm attacking like single moms, that's fine. Feel attacked. But there's a role and a place for a father. And it is not in the role or the shoes of a woman, because if that was the case, you would have a child with another woman. But unfortunately, you cannot, because that woman cannot impregnate you. So there's a role for everybody. Don't diminish that man's role because you feel like your way is the best or better way. It's just your way. It's the way that you tested, and it may or may not be working based upon how you feel. I advocate for black fathers, all the fucking time. Single ones, married ones, baby daddies, all of that. So I know what it feels like to have an emotion or a style of parenting placed on them based on what someone is feeling. It doesn't fucking work. I don't care if I decide to conform to that. The child may not see that from me. They may not be receptive to that shit. Boys, for example, can get over on their mothers. Mamas have a soft spot for their boys. Fathers, the spot may be soft, but you, if with a man, and he understands what needs to be instilled in that boy to make him a man. Sure, mom, you're going to love him, you're going to nourish him, you're going to kiss his boo-boos and all that, but when it's time to talk about some real shit and his father is there, let that father do what the fuck the father is supposed to fucking do. And even with your daughter, right? So I was having a conversation today, and we were talking about that. This whole thing which prompted this. And I was telling her that you don't dictate or control what his relationship is with your daughter. No matter how you feel independently, her father, who is there, is going to be her number one, whatever's underneath the umbrella, number one love, number one superhero, number one dad, anything, whatever the fuck he could possibly be, good or bad, he's going to fucking be that because he's the dad. Just like there's, you're going to be the number one mom who nervous, taking care of her, or did whatever. There are different roles. You can't assume everybody's fucking role. It's not for you. The only person that you can control is you. The only person's actions that you can control is you. I don't care how much you nitpick. I don't care how much you bitch. I don't care how much you yell. I don't care how much you show an attitude. You can't change anyone's anything. So I pose this question to you. Would you prefer mad you or not mad you as a mom? If you're a mad type person, and if you can, close your eyes and envision what non-mad you is like and the possibilities that could follow that. Because right now you may be living in current mad you and nothing is happening. You're still arguing, mad about the same things over and over and over again. And you think to keep going is going to change that. Real live question. I'm going to say the answer is no. It's not going to change a thing. You're mad. Yo, in my humble opinion, anger is such a wasted fucking emotion. So why do it? The kid is here. You had the kid who you had to listen, check this out. That dick you rolled is not a this child is a product of the dick you rolled. If there were signs to have been seen, you would have seen them then. And if you did see them then, you ignored them. And now here the fuck you are. So if he was a bad person or a bad father or inconsistent or what may have, he was inconsistent then. It didn't matter then because the dick was knocking you upside your head then. Now there's no dick in play. There's a co-parenting situation and you want to be the dominant one. You want to lead. You want to control. Baby, you don't. There's no lead and co. It's a team. It's equal. You guys are equivalent. What he may lack, you may pick up and vice versa. Take pride in being different from your male counterpart. Take pride in being different from her father or his father. take pride in being different from his mom or her mom. Take pride in that. What's the harm in being different than a motherfucker? So think about it. Best case scenario, your child takes the views that you instilled in them, and then, hold up, check this out. They take the values that was instilled in them from their dad, and they become a well-rounded individual. Who the fuck would have thought? Relinquish your control. You ain't going, I promise you, you can't control everything. And if you try, you will lose. You will fail horribly. But I guess that's something that some people got to see through time. Me personally, my co-parenting woes, I'm assuming that's a bad thing, are at a minimum. And I like to contribute them being at a minimum because of where I place the kid, which is at the forefront. Listen, I lose a lot. I don't gain much. I may never win an argument or debate with a woman or said mother. But at the end of that debate, if you feel like you won, you can have that. I'm not going to say I've never been a winner, but I never cared about winning a debate. I'm not a great debater. Kid wins, we all win. Because if you, let's say you're mad about something that I don't do that you want me to do. You go to sleep. I go to sleep. We wake up and go to work the next day and continue to be parents. How did that change your life? Learn to chill. Learn to go with it. If you have a schedule as a mom, that schedule works for you when the kid is with you and at your house. If that schedule is any different from the dad and the child, and when the kid is at the dad's house, guess what? You don't have an ounce of fucking control over that. None. Not a lick. Not an ounce. Not a smidget. Not a snap of control over that. I speak for the fathers when I say this. Be there. Stay strong. Talk to friends. And always. And I mean always. Put the kid first. Till next time.
She wanna come home with you, but my nigga, I doubt it. Stop checking your phone, my nigga. Stop checking your phone, my nigga. Stop checking your phone.
I gotta be like my nigga chillin' with you. Stack the paper, get an argument. Yeah, I'll talk to you later.